Welcome to the teaching ministry of Stephen Fraser and Life of Faith Bible Church, an outreach dedicated to helping you triumph in every area of life. Now here's Pastor Fraser with today's message.
First Peter chapter 3, I want you to notice here in verse 10, it says, "For he who would love life and see good days." That's the word that just kept coming to me when I thought about this evening. Those words right there. He who would love life and see good days. Do you want to have a life that you love? How many people want to have a life that you love and you want to see okay days? Bad days, tough days, days of darkness, and great oppression. No, you don't want that, do you? No, you want to see good days. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? God wants you to see good days too. He wants you to have a life that you love, and he wants you to see good days. Isn't that an awesome thing? That's what he created you for. To have a good life, a happy life, a blessed life. Why don't you say that with me? Say, God wants me blessed. He wants me excited about getting up every morning. Amen. Excited about life. Excited about living. He wants you to have a life that you love. He wants you to see good days every day of your life. God don't want a single bad day in any of the days of your life. He doesn't want a single bad day. He doesn't even want an okay day. He wants good days. Good days. Good days. Not sometimes, but all the times. Is it possible to always have a good day? Well, with God, all things are possible. And he said that your days would be like days of heaven upon the earth. That's what he said over to the children of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy. That your days and the days of your children would be as the days of heaven upon the earth. And then New Testament, Jesus prayed and told us to pray that God's will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. When you get to heaven, do you expect there to be a single day where people are not having a good time? Are there any bad days in heaven? No, not a single bad day in heaven. And bless God, there doesn't have to be a bad day on the earth. Why? Because the big bad devil who's behind everything bad, he's the one behind making days bad. Making the days of our life hard. That same devil has been disarmed and defeated, and he's been placed under your feet through the name of Jesus. So you and I can walk all over and tread upon everything that would try to cause you to have a bad day. So we can have a good day every day. We can walk in victory every day. And then he tells us, right here, how to make it happen. Here are some of the ways on how to make it all happen. You got to understand, God's word is given to you so that you can have a great life. So that you can have a lovely life. That you can have great days. So it's really foolish to neglect God's word because it is the instruction manual on how to have a quality life. That's all the Word of God is seeking to bring to us. The Word of God doesn't steal anything from us. No, it only adds to us. And if there's anything that needs to go from our life, well, it's only something that's getting in the way of us having a good day. That's all it is. Anything God wants to see removed out of your life is something that is keeping you from a good day, from a great life. All right? So we understand that. So that's why we want God to teach us and show us as much as he can. And he shows us some things right here. He says in verse 8, finally, all of you, that would be all of you, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be courteous. Now, you might not be able to get everybody around you to do this, but bless God, you can do this. You can do this. You can take charge of your life. You can take charge of your world. You can do this, regardless of how rude and inconsiderate, self-centered, and everything else other people might be. You can do this, and if you'll do this, this is all connected to you having a lovely life and seeing good days. He says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Don't just think about yourself, but be compassionate. Stir up compassion for others. That's a key to a quality life. Stir up compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted. Be courteous. Not returning evil for evil. Or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. How many people know their calling in life? Well, I just read it to you. Here's one of them right here. You've been called by God to inherit a blessing. That's a calling. You're called to be blessed. You're called to be blessed. That's the calling of God on your life. You are called to be blessed, to inherit a blessing. Well, one of the ways you're going to inherit that blessing, walk in that blessing, walk in that call of God on your life, is not reacting to other people's ugliness by being ugly. Don't react to people. Respond in the love of God. Be courteous. Be compassionate. If somebody's freaking out, guess what? They're not having a good day. They're not having a good day. Man, have mercy on them. Pity them. And want to do something to help turn that around for them. Because they're not having a good day. And by doing that, you're setting yourself up for a good day. But when you fall into the trap of returning anger for anger, strife for strife, now you are now sharing in the same bad day that they're having. Instead of being overcome by evil, you overcome evil with good. Overcome evil with good, and so you'll have a good day, and you'll feel really good about helping somebody else have a good day. And if they reject it and they still persist in being ugly, well, that's okay. Bless God. Any good thing that you sow, it will come back to you. You will reap it. You will reap the goods you sow. So it's not a waste. You doing good to someone that is trampling it under their feet and aren't returning the favor, it's okay. God sees what you've sown, and he'll return it to you, and he'll return it to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He'll cause you to reap an abundance harvest of good things if you went ahead and sowed good towards others. So don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Don't return reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing for or because he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. See, we know the Bible says in Psalm 107 that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So again, we're not going to experience any more life than we're willing to speak words of life. But if we speak words of death, words of darkness, demonic things, if we speak demonic things, then we're going to experience corruption and death and darkness and depression and terrible things in our life. So a big part of walking in victory is walking in love towards others and watching how you talk. Watching how you talk. What comes out of your mouth is so important to the kind of life that you're going to be living. So he says, Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Don't speak anything deceitful. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Say, I'm a peace pursuer. That's who we are. We're peace pursuers. Peace pursuers. We're pursuing peace, seeking peace and pursuing it. Verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. So when you're walking in love and you're following these instructions, man, God's eyes are on you. His ears are wide open to you. And in other words, he's ready to give you whatever you want. He's ready to give you whatever you ask. When you pray, God is there. God is on it. God is, I want to see quick answers to their prayers. They want to see things happen fast. Well, praise God, let's get quick at responding in the love of God. Let's be quick at speaking good things. So many times it's easy to speak quickly negative things. Gripe, complain, something happens, man, we react right to it, speak, oh, I can't believe that's happening. Well, actually, I can believe it's happening. Bless God, it always happens. You know, those negative things just love, they just love to come out. And then we go to praying, and things are slow to happen because we're sluggish over here in speaking words that produce life. So let's get quick at speaking good things. Let's get quick at speaking good. Let's react with good things. Something bad happens. It seems something that looks bad seems to happen. And we respond with the Spirit. And we speak life to it. We speak life to it. We call those things that be not as though they were. We look at that negative situation. We begin to call it a positive situation. And that's where we stay. We stay on that. We stay on the positive side of things. That's staying on the God side of things. Because God's not a negative God. He's not miserable, depressed, and fed up with everything. No, thank God, God's a God of faith and a God of love. And his love never fails. And so our love will never fail. Because our love is the love of God that's been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? All right, now notice over here in Proverbs chapter 3. Love the book of Proverbs, full of the wisdom of God. And again, we get some tips on how to live a life that's lovely and see good days. Proverbs chapter 3. Notice here in verse 1, it says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. There it is again. Length of days and long life and peace they'll add to you. That's what God's word will do to you. You stay with what God tells you to do, and this is what you're going to have. Praise God. Your youth is going to be renewed like the eagles. I mean, length of days. Long life. Don't have to worry about your life getting cut short. Every time you follow God's commands, minutes are being added to your life. I said, every time you obey God's commands, walk in line with his word, minutes are being added to your life. Length of days, long life, and peace, they'll add to you. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Remember, don't return reviling for reviling. Right? In other words, mercy. Have mercy on people that are being ugly towards you. Have mercy. Be compassionate. Don't let mercy forsake you. Don't let these truths that you're hearing tonight escape you. Hang on to it. Take them seriously. Take the word seriously. Get it and don't let go of it. Bind them around your neck. And the word neck can also be translated throat. Sometimes you got to grab yourself by the throat and say, now I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. And you're going to be merciful. And you're going to be compassionate. Okay. Okay. The spirit, the real you has to rise up and grab yourself by the nape of the neck. Why don't you do it right now? Grab yourself by the throat and say, hey, flesh, I'm talking to you. Now I'm going to live a blessed life. And you're not going to stop me. Yeah, amen. Get yourself around the neck. Your throat. Some bad words try to come out of your mouth.
Okay, okay, okay. I love them. I love them.
Good. Well, I'm telling you, you know, Paul the Apostle, he didn't just choke himself, he beat himself. He said he beat his body. He brings it into subjection. Unless after he's preached to others, he himself is disqualified. Man, he said, I beat my body. I bring it into subjection. Sometimes you got to smack it around. I'm just saying, you know, you got to take charge of that. Take that. And again, the throat has to do with your mouth, doesn't it? Your words, the words that you speak. Don't let just anything come out of your mouth. Take God's word, bind it around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Not just a little bit of yourself, but with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. That word direct also can be translated smooth. He'll smooth your path. How many people like your path smoothed out? You know, you're going down a bumpy, rough road, having a rough day. You know, a lot of little bumps in the road. Thank God, God will smooth it out for you. God will smooth if you're merciful. And don't let these things get away from you. He'll smooth your path. Verse 7, why? So you can have a good day. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. You got to watch about being opinionated. Well, I just know. That's wrong. That's right. Well, who said? Well, I know. How do you know? Well, I just know. A lot of folks are very opinionated, wise in their own eyes. You know, you got to be willing to take everything and put it up against the Word of God. Say, God, I don't know anything, but you know everything. Teach me. Show me, is this right? I've heard this. It feels like this, looks like this, but what do you say? What do you say? And then don't just say, what do you say? And then never take any time in his word. Spend some time with him. Get in the word. God will show you. He'll reveal it to you whether it is right or not. You want to make sure you speak by the authority of God's word, not just from yourself. Because remember, he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory. So we don't want to just be speaking from ourselves. We want to speak the very words of God. Speak in line with the word of God. He says in verse 7 again, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. That's what you'll do when you fear the Lord. You'll get away from evil. You won't mess around with it. Well, God knows my heart and he knows. No, no. God's yes is yes. His no is no. His right is right. His wrong is wrong. And he doesn't compromise. And if you get over on the devil's territory, the devil will kill you. And the devil will mess up your day at least. Because you have a rough life. If you want God's blessing, fear the Lord by making sure that you stay on his side and get away from that mess. That stuff will get you killed. Well, God will protect me. Not if you walk into it. You got to know God will. If you walk into that, hasta la vista, baby. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. Watch this, verse 8. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Don't you like that? I mean, that's all part of living a good life, isn't it? Living a good life, seeing good days. You got to be healthy. It's hard to enjoy your day if you're not healthy, right? If your bones are achy, you got problems with your bones. No, he says, follow him and he'll cause your flesh to be healthy. That's a promise in the Word of God. Does God want you healthy? Yes. How can you be healthy? Follow his word. Follow his instruction. Hang on to it and don't let it go. Don't be wise in your own eyes and be merciful to others. Pursue peace and hang on to it. Hang on to God's truth. And if you do these things, you will be healthy. And that's key to being happy. Right? It will be health to your flesh. He didn't say, you know, it might work out for you. He said, it will be health to your flesh. So if you're dealing with anything in your flesh, bless God, begin to declare God's word and declare it and pursue it like never before and watch things turn around in your body. They have to turn around because he said they would. I'm going to live long and healthy. A healthy, long, good, lovely life. That's what it's in store for me. How about you? Strong bones. Strong bones. Praise God. Thank God. You know, the word of God's likened to milk. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I fed you with milk. Not with sorrowful. Milk's good for your bones. He was talking about the word of God. God's word's likened to milk. Drink it. Drink your milk. Make your bones strong. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Here God's talking about, again, financial prosperity. He wants you healthy. And again, he wants you wealthy. He doesn't want you to have any financial woes. And he tells you exactly how to have it. Honor the Lord with your possessions. Honor the Lord with what you have and with the first fruits of all your increase. In other words, put God first place when it comes to your finances. Put him first place. And he says, your barns will be filled with plenty. Do you believe that? This is key. If you want to see increase in your life, you want to see your barns filled with plenty, then just do what God says. It'll make you healthy. It'll make you wealthy. It'll cause you to be happy and cause you to have a lovely life. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruit of all your increase. That word increase could also be translated revenue, which is income. Your income. God wants you to honor him so he can honor you. He could trust you with more. So somebody say, God wants me blessed. And I'm too blessed to be cursed. Now we know over here in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So what is this curse of the law? Why don't we get down into it a little bit here tonight? Go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. And first I want to talk about the blessing. He said in verse 1, now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. Now that's what we've been hearing all along, right? Key to seeing good days and having a lovely life. He says, diligently obey the voice of the Lord. In other words, you get something from God, get on it. Don't just hear stuff and, yeah, I know, I've been trying to get to that and I've been trying to make that. I know God's been dealing with me about that. And weeks go by, months go by, years go by, and we still haven't fixed the thing. We still haven't aligned ourselves. That's not diligently obeying the voice of the Lord our God. That's being slack. That's being sluggish. That's going to hinder us. It's going to hinder us from having the kind of days God wants us to have. So we got to get diligent. We got to get diligent when it comes to the voice of the Lord our God. Diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on a high above all nations of the earth. Man, he'll lift you up above everybody. He'll do that individually, and he'll do that corporately as a church. He'll do that as a nation. If we make the Lord our God, if we make this one nation under God, then what's going to happen? Then we will be above all the other nations of the world. And America has been, hasn't it? And that's been its pledge. One nation under God. In God we trust. Now, we stay with that and get back to that and get more diligently aggressive about that, and we'll watch this nation just get restored and rise up into the place that God has had us in the past, and we can go even further. Now let's look at this again here. If you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Can some nations be above other nations? Or should all the nations just be the same? It should be international socialism. All the nations are just the same. Well, no, the nation that fears the Lord will be higher, will be greater. Huh? Will be distinguished above all the other nations. Is that God's will? That is God's will. And we're here in this nation to change things and make it happen. Are you ready to make things happen? Thank God we already are. Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you. Man, you diligently obey the voice of the Lord God. We already know we're going to have good days, have a lovely life, right? We're going to have a healthy life, a long life. And man, he's going to fill our barns and our vats are going to overflow. We're going to have plenty of goods. We're going to be provided for. Well, notice this. He says that all these blessings will come upon you, and you'll have to chase them down and work hard to get them because the Lord, he expects you to work hard. No, it didn't say that. It says all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. You won't be able to outrun the blessings. I like that. I like blessings that I can't outrun. Huh? He says, blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. It doesn't matter where you move. You're going to be blessed. He says, verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds. The increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. And they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Isn't that great? I love that the Lord still allows the enemy to come after us. I love that. Why? Because we get to see him flee. We get to see him defeated before us. We're blessed. Somebody say, I'm blessed. Highly favored of God. I diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord my God. Amen. See, in other words, you do what you know to do. God's not an overbearing God, but he does expect you to do what you know to do because you can do what you know to do. Now, you can't do everything because you don't know everything. That's why you got to watch about acting like you know everything. Because if you act like you know everything, then you're going to be responsible for everything. But if you act like a know-not and just do what he tells you to do, just the little that he tells you to do, hallelujah, you're blessed. See, because a lot of times I think we look and say, oh, you got to do all this, you got to do it. No, you got to do what you know to do. You got to do what you know to do. What did he tell you to do? What's he leading you to do? What are some of the things he's showing you to do? Do that. That's what you're accountable for. Do what you know to do. Praise God. And you'll be so blessed that you won't be able to escape being blessed. You won't have to. I know what you're not going to have to chase after and plead for. God, can we have a little bit over here? Just a little dab of blessing. No, bless God. The enemy tries to come. He'll come. He'll come out. He'll come at you with lies. He'll come at you with symptoms. He'll come at you with all kinds of feelings, all kinds of strife, all kinds of ugly people. It'll all come out against you. Oh, but glory be to God. It'll run away from you in 7 different directions. Reminds me of that time I was driving in the car with Gene. We were going down the road on a hot summer day and had the window down and stopped at a light and some gangbanger pulled up next to us. A couple guys in the car, they were rough. They were rough looking. And he said something out the window at me and he was trying to mess with me and I turned around and I said, what? And he leaned forward out the window. I think he said, what did you say? And I looked at him. And like he's ready to go, man. He's ready to jump in my car, you know. And I looked and I saw he had a tattoo of a cross on his arm. And I looked and I said, you know Jesus? He jumped back in the car. Him and the devil of legions that were in him. He jumped back in the car. So the light turned green and I started chasing after it. Thank God we got to another red light. So I called out to him again. He leaned out the window again. And I pointed to his arm. I said, your arm. I said, you know Jesus. He jumped back in the car again. I started preaching the gospel to him. Man, we ended up chasing down the road. I said, you know, I just started preaching to Jesus, running, yelling to him as I'm going down the road. He fled. He was, all those demons in him, man, they were trying to run in every kind of direction. Hallelujah, it's fun. Demon busting is fun. Do we have any demon busters in the house? Huh? Hallelujah. Put them on the run, man. They come out with their lies and their deceptions and their feelings and tell us we're cursed. But we know, bless God, we're too blessed to be cursed. We don't believe the lies. We don't believe the symptoms. Why? Because we are those who hearken to the voice of the Lord our God. That's why we're here, because we love his word. We heed his word, praise God. We do what we know to do, and the devil's running terror from us. But he'll keep trying. They keep trying with Jesus. I mean, if they kept trying with Jesus, they're going to keep trying with you. You know, they never learned their lesson with Jesus. They just kept coming back for more. Until finally Jesus has absolutely plundered every devil in hell, disarming them, defeating them, and making a public spectacle of them as he triumphed over them in the resurrection. They don't learn their lesson. So they'll keep messing, but that's good. Praise the Lord. That's fun for us because we win. We've already got the victory. Say, I'm too blessed to be cursed. So the blessings are pursuing us now. Do you see that? Do you see that? See that. See the blessing pursuing you. See it. Know it. It's following you all the days of your life. As you're learning to master this love walk, you're learning to walk in the love of God, be merciful, and hang on to his truth. Verse 6, blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemy. You should say it when you walk in a place, say, I just got blessed. And then when you go out, say, ooh, I just got blessed again. I'm blessed in my coming in. I'm blessed in my going out. Why not? Why not? Say it And let's develop that consciousness of a blessed life. You got to be conscious of a blessed life in order for these things to work. You got to diligently heed these things, hang on to these things. Don't let these things escape you. Keep them in your thought. Keep them in your mouth. And that's how you develop a consciousness, a blessed consciousness. Because I'm telling you right now, the devil in the world is constantly trying to develop in you a cursed consciousness. He wants you to really be convinced you're cursed. You are cursed, man. That's what he wants you to believe. And that's working on you all the time. So you got to work the word. You got to work the word. You need to talk back to that stuff. Talk back to it. Just like when I was walking through the grocery store, right? And I heard that over the loudspeaker. I'm just minding my own business, you know, pushing the shopping cart. And I hear over the loudspeaker, it's flu season. Everybody's getting it. Come to our pharmacy. I shouted right back in the middle of the place. I said, I'm not. I'm not getting it. Somebody say, I'm not either. Say it again. I don't get the flu. Did you get your flu shot? Yeah, I got my flu shot. Got my Bible blessing shot. I shot the devil, but I did not kill the deputy. That's an old one. Half of you probably don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, verse 7. Help us, Jesus. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face, and they shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. You'll have the fear of God on your life. The fear and dread of you will be upon all the people of the land. Of course, that'll give you favor. Verse 11, and the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body and in the increase of your livestock and in the produce of your ground in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only. This is God's word to you and I. Above only and not be beneath. If you heed or listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Well, bless God. Thank God we're not doing that, are we? No, we're going after him. We're going after him, and therefore he has promised all these things to us. And I just believe that if we get over into faith concerning these things and believe these things, we will see these things. We will see these things come to pass more fully in our life. Man, God wants to distinguish you. God wants you to stand out, and he wants to establish you as his holy, his set apart ones, his holy people. He wants to make you a sign and a wonder to the world. So let's not mess around anymore with the flesh. God's promises are too great, too wonderful for us to be messing around with the flesh. I don't got time for you anymore, Mr. Flesh. I don't got time for you, Mr. Devil. I don't got time for these things. I've got great treasure, great, exceedingly great and precious promises that are here waiting for me to walk in them if I just follow God's instruction for my life. So why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you do it? Be no reason not to do it. Be absolutely foolish not to do it. And then God has empowered us with the Holy Spirit to do it. We can walk in the Word of God. We can be led by the Spirit of God. And thus, we can see this kind of blessed life that God has prepared for us. Can you say amen? Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, he doesn't stop there. Verse 15, he says, but it shall come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. And then he begins to list them. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Well, we just got to get out of the city. That's the problem. If we just move to a different location, then everything would be better. No, the curses will find you there too. You can't hide in the city, and you can't hide out there in the country. Let's just get a little mountain home, store up all kinds of food, build a bomb shelter. And then we just get away from everybody. We'll be blessed. Now the curses will find you there too. You can't hide from the devil in the flesh. But thank God you are hidden in Christ. And in him no weapon formed against you will prosper. Huh? No, bless God, because we're blessed. We can enjoy the city. We can enjoy the country. We can do it all. Because we're just blessed. The blessing's following us. I always feel something rubbing up against me from behind. Somebody say, the blessing's following me. Why don't you act like it? Man, what's that? What's that behind me? Oh, it's the blessing. Oh, it's the blessing. Hallelujah. Oops, there's the blessing. It's a blessing coming up behind me. Right? Hallelujah. The blessing's on my back. I'm under an attack. I am under an attack. I'm being attacked by the blessing. I am under an attack. I'm under the blessing. Are you under the blessing? Hallelujah. Now, we got a whole list of curses to go over. I'm excited about going over all the curses in great detail. See, why would you be excited about that? Because Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So every one of those curses I've been redeemed from. Every one of those curses I've been redeemed from. How about you? Oh, hallelujah. That's the only thing that's left is the blessing. So in other words, even if you didn't diligently hearken to the voice of your Lord your God and messed up, thank God you can get up, repent, and not a curse can come near you. Hallelujah. I'm following the voice of the Lord my God. And if I was to stumble along the road, bless God, I don't have to fear the curse. I don't have to fear the devil. Christ took care of that too. He's redeemed me from all of that. And now I'm just too blessed to be cursed. Can you say amen? Come on, let's stand on our feet. Let's thank the Lord for the blessing. The blessed life. The blessed life. The blessed life. I'm going to live it. I am living it. I'm going to live it even more. Going to live it up. Somebody say, I'm going to live it up. Going to live it up. Live the life that I love. See good days. Be healthy. Have strong bones. Be full of every good thing. Wealthy. Rich. prospering. All the work of my hands are blessed. Everything I touch turns to gold. Everything I touch is blessed. I'm just a blessing going somewhere to happen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, we are a move of God. If we just get moving in this, believe in this, and talk in this, and acting like it's so, we'd see God moving through our life in such an amazing way. Such an even more amazing way. I gotta say more amazing, because he is moving. Great thing, he's brought us this far. Bless God. Wow. We've already gone by most of the people of the world. Most people in the world aren't even saved. They're totally in the kingdom of darkness. Look where you are. And then, even the church world. You got a large portion of the church world. They haven't even been baptized in the Holy Spirit. They don't know anything about speaking in tongues. They think tongues is of the devil. We got that. Huh? And even more than that, we've gone on instead of walking around saying, well, if God wants to do it, he'll do it. Nobody knows with God. That's a lot of Christians. That's a lot of Christians. That's even charismatic, Pentecostal Christians. But you and I have learned the word of faith. Oh, hallelujah. What God has done with us, where God has taken us, and where we're going, friend. We've only just begun. Hallelujah. He's lifted us high above all the nations. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That concludes this message. For more information about Life of Faith Bible Church or Stephen Fraser Ministries, go to our website at lofbc.org. While you're there, be sure to check out the many other teaching series and books by Stephen Fraser. That website again is lofbc.org. And you can always call 888-542-2555. We trust today's message has encouraged your faith and strengthened your spirit to live the victorious life. And until next time, remember, we always triumph and we always win.